This is 30 Minutes with GSW, a weekly podcast from Benga Samu Wemimo Ministry International. May your hearts receive the engrafted Word of God and your walk deepened with the Holy Spirit as you listen.
I know it's been a while. I think I wasn't on the call for last Sunday, I think. And it was because of the many schedules. Thank you all for being my siblings in Christ and for all the things that you've been doing in the past years and in the past months. Christ is glorified in us. It is true that out there in the world, people are saying times are hard. I don't think there's ever a time since I was born that people are not saying times were hard. When they had everything subsidized by government, time was hard. When they were attending universities and graduating and receiving cars upon resuming work, times were hard. When they were doing free education and there were no private schools, times were hard. I have never seen any season that people didn't say times were hard. Now, in the UK, times were hard. The citizens were saying times were hard. I spoke with them. When I was in Europe, I think perhaps it was only in Germany that I met a man who said, perfect, this is good. And I was in Italy. My host in Italy, he was saying he was a Lazio fan, wanted to go and watch the match, and was complaining about the tickets to go watch games. And he was saying, no, Fozak, was talking about his government. Times were hard. Let me let you in on a secret. So about 2 years ago, somebody reached out to me and the person said, Brother Benga, what do we do about your spoken English? I said, what is wrong with my spoken English? I speak Fune. Is it not phonetic I'm speaking? What do you mean? Said, there are people that can't understand your English. That your English is true Nigerian. That she played some of my teachings to some of her friends in the US, and they are like, what's he saying? What's he saying? I said to him, what do I now do? It's too late for me to go and be copying Pastor Krishna. At what age will I begin to do 15? This is the kind of English I know how to speak. Those that the Lord has called unto me, they will come. About 6 months after that, another person reached out. This particular person is also a Nigerian and has been living abroad for a while. The person said, I don't know. I play your teachings at home. So when I'm playing it, my mom would see me so excited. So my mom sat down and she said, why are you excited about this? Benga, let me listen to him. So my mom sat down and my mom said, I can't understand what he's saying. That so when I speak, that the mom will not listen and then she will listen and then try and, I don't know if you can interpret English to English because I know I was speaking English. And then she will now say she will still have to tell her mother again in English what I was saying. I said, Oh Lord. This thing is becoming a serious matter. I don't understand how people say they cannot understand my English. When I travel, I understand everybody's English. No. I began to understand some people's English later, but I can still do 50, 60%. When they speak English to me, I get it. Why can't they get my own words? So I said, oh, okay. Maybe I should listen to those who are speaking very better. So maybe by listening to them, I can communicate better. Then I tried and I didn't have the time or the patience. I was too busy to be listening to anybody like that. So I gave up on it. And then the Holy Spirit said to me, use your words. You do not teach English. You teach me. Use me. Speak me. Speak me ahead. Declare with your mouth that the ears that hear you will find understanding, that the word you speak will make their heart burn, that they would hear the sound of your voice, not even the words, that the sound of your voice alone will make their body tingle, that they will be moved in their spirits, that their understanding will be enlightened, and they will understand you. He said, you are not limited. I have given you all you need. Do not play victim. I have given you all you need. You do not need help from any man or any special training or to go to any school. I have given you everything. Apply it everywhere. And I said, see me thinking like a man. I do know the power of God is in my life. It is evident. Why then am I feeling inadequate? Because some people said they can't understand what I'm saying. Wow. And I allowed that feedback to disturb me because I really didn't want a gospel that works only for Nigerians. No, apologies to all Nigerians. The gospel is for the whole world. Even though I come from Nigeria, it is not my joy to see churches that come out of Nigeria having only Nigerian members. You know, it shows that gospel is not gospel. I mean it. The gospel was clear that all nations, language, creed, Revelation chapter 5, that the walls of partition had been broken, language was put together, creed, cultures were brought together. But to say we are in 300 countries of the world, and then to come to all the 300 countries and say that only Nigerians are members, I didn't like that. That was not my dream of how the gospel of Jesus should be. I don't want to be Nigerian people's pastor. So I really desired that God would bring the gospel, the light of the gospel, into nations because that's how the gospel spread. So I began to do that declaration that people do not hear, they do not hear my phonetics, either it is African or they do not, that's not what they came for. If they wanted to do Mind Your Language, there is a comedy series called Mind Your Language. They should go and watch it. They didn't come for Mind Your Language. They came for knowledge of the realities of the Spirit of God. And therefore, they must get knowledge. So I began to declare it. That at the sound of my voice, even when I'm chanting, even when I'm praying in tongues, even when I'm whistling, even when I'm humming, no matter the sound that I make, the vibration of the Holy Ghost will speak into the heart of men, would hit men. They would hear, they would repent, their heart will burn, their understanding would open. They will come to me, they will say, I want to hear more, I want to know more. How can I see you? They would want the gospel, they would receive of that spirit, and they will spread the gospel, be they from India or from Pakistan or from Soviet Union, no matter the country they come from, be they from the past, the present, the future, be they aliens from anywhere. They would hear the sound of my voice. They would hear the sound of my voice. Around that time, There's a Nigerian musician called Shola Alison. She released the song. The song was in Yoruba language. That song simply says, "My voice will reach the ends of the earth." My voice will reach the ends of the earth. He said, she was singing, but the words of her song, she said, "At the sound of my voice, all ears shall tingle." Hey, he said, "All legs shall begin to move." That was how she sang the song, but she sang it in Yoruba language. I wrote it out. I now put it in English, and I began to confess it every day. At the sound of my voice, every hair shall tingle. Hey, every legs will run. They will want to hear what I have to say, and when they hear it, it shall become their lot in Christ. I will no longer be at opposition to the understanding of people. I began to confess that. I didn't change how I speak. This has always been the way I spoke. And suddenly I noticed people from different parts of the world began to reach out. "Babe, can I have your teaching? Can you send me PSSBC material? Please, I want to send to my mother. Please, I want to send to my uncle." People reach out from India. People reach out from Pakistan. People reach out from Israel. They want. I said, "Wow." So I can confess understanding. I can speak it. I can confess knowledge. I can confess the reality of how compelling people will find my voice through the Holy Ghost, and it will work. Why did I tell you that story? Times are not hard for you. If you think it is hard, if you believe it is hard, it is because you've been hearing too much news of the world around you and not the reality of the kingdom. It means you've been living in the world, but not in the word of God. That's what it means. And times will be hard for those who do that. I learned years ago from a preacher how they stopped oil exploration in their city in America. And because they stopped all the oil exploration, all the rich oil companies shut down and left, leaving that community without jobs. The preacher said that when he was building his church, because there are so many rich companies and therefore there are rich staff of oil companies, all sorts of big cars and all sorts of pleasures, that was because of those pleasures that he built the church so that he can show Christ to them. And that many of his members contributed a lot of money to build that church, so he had a big church. But when the jobs wound down, people began to seek for jobs elsewhere. All the wildcatters left, all the oil magnates and specialists left, and then he now had members without jobs, many without jobs, many without how to feed themselves. This was in the US. He says, so his church council had a meeting and they said, "The church is no longer profitable because people do not have that, all their money they've been using it to do welfare, that perhaps it should shut down the church." He said, he got to man, he considered it. This is the practical thing to do. Shut down the church. Let people go and find jobs Said the city was already like a ghost city. Then when he got home that day, as he laid on his bed, thinking of how to write his final sermon to the church and present it the following Sunday, and he would have to tell them that we'll be shutting down because it is no longer economically viable to keep this church. He said, the Holy Spirit said to him, "So you really brought a capitalist mindset into my kingdom. You are here for the money. And now that the money is gone, you are going to leave." He said, he told the Holy Spirit, he said, "No. You know me. I saw a need, and I came here to fill the need. But now the people are leaving. There's no job. I cannot be preaching to empty pews. How do we pay for electricity? How do we pay for that? Look at the bill. This is so much. How do we take care of all this?" He said, the Holy Spirit said, "When you leave, if you leave, and when you leave, someone wiser, someone better will be raised to replace you. And the person will turn a desolate city into a profitable city. The person will take what you are walking away from, and the person will use my power, and the person will turn this wasteland into a profitable nation when you leave, if you leave." He said, he fell on his knees and he began to weep, apologize, and, "I'm sorry, I'm sorry, I'm sorry, I'm not leaving again." The following Sunday, he said, he got to church and he called the church members. And he said, "We are a prosperous church." What did I say? "We are a prosperous church. We are rich in all things." What did I say? "We are rich in all things. The power of the Lord is at work in us. The power of the Lord is at work in us. God is our source. God is our source. We have abundance of all things. Through the Lord Jesus, in the name of Jesus." He said he was writing declaration. They will pray in the spirit for an hour as a church. They would declare, pray in the spirit for an hour as a church. They would declare, pray in the spirit for an hour as a church. They would declare. He said, somehow, after just a month of doing that, he noticed that there was a surge in their income as a church. More money started coming in. More money started coming in. Said he was wondering how. He said, he asked the members, "Where is the money coming from?" That there was one anonymous donor who was giving them about $500,000 every month. The money would just appear. And the person did not disclose their name or identity. He says, so he added to the declaration that, "Oh, we've been praying for prosperity. We've been declaring that we are rich. Let us declare jobs." So he began to call, "We call for jobs. All these empty buildings, in the name of Jesus, we fill you up. We fill you up. We declare that the Lord is advertising our city to the whole world. They are bringing businesses here. They are bringing jobs here. They are bringing their resources. For the Bible says that kings shall be mine. For fathers, they shall empty their loins for me. And queens shall be my nursing mother." The kings, the queens, they are coming. He said the next thing he saw from Saudi Arabia, one businessman came and bought a baseball team in their city. Brought in a lot of money, bought a baseball team. The next thing, another one from India came, bought a building, set up a phone call company, customer service company, bought a building, set up business. Next thing he knows, one iron company came, bought another place. Next, that within a year, their city began to flourish. A city that was supposed to be a ghost city that people had been living, that government regulation and policies had choked. He said, and he was at the center of it. That the city began to bubble again. People began to flock in from all over the world. Suddenly, there was prosperity by the word of God. One man who has an understanding of the realities of God, who taught it to his church. Together they prayed, declared, stood the ground, and they turned around the fortune of a whole city. I stopped now reading all the things people post. People will fundamentally, naturally be people. And not all of us can have kingdom understanding and mindsets. That is the truth. But it is the desire of God that everybody should have kingdom mindsets. But we are a mixed multitude. Even our churches are so different. You will see pastors on social media writing things that you know is not from a kingdom mindset. You will see church leaders, they want to do protest against this. They are the ones carrying placard. To them, they are empathizing with the people. They forgot their role, that they are supposed to lead people in a time of crisis. They are supposed to be the voice in the wilderness crying, "This is not the way to go. This is not the way to go. No, we will not descend to the way of Esau. We have a higher life. We will not descend to the way of Esau. We will not do it by food, by pottage. We will not do it. We'll do it by the Spirit." Hi. And when Christians, uneducated, unlearned ones, when they see such figures, they also are encouraged to go that way because people learn by watching the authority figures. And so I was watching when they decided that protest there, the holidays there. I was just telling the Lord, "Lord, please, these people, why are they behaving like this? Did they not know? Do they not understand? Do they not get it?" Then the Lord said to me, "Not all Israel is Israel. Not all Israel is Judah. Not all believer is you. Not all believers are you. You are different. And you have to teach them to be different. Otherwise, they will not know the difference. They will remain as they are." I charge you today. Times are easy. You can look at an empty plate and cry. You can also look at an empty plate and rejoice. The choice of how you handle that is on you. You can look at the news and lament. You can look at the news and declare. The reality you are walking is what comes out of your mouth. What enters the mouth does not defile. That's what Jesus said. He said, "What defiles is what comes out of the mouth." By the words of lamentation, cursing, writing all sorts of things on social media, blaming government, you are basically defiling your supernatural nature. You are telling your spirit that it is subject to the conditions of governments. You will notice that in the time of Jesus, things were hard. Like I said at the beginning, I've never seen a time when things are not hard in my life. Even in the Bible said, they said they should come and pay taxes. All of them should go and do census. And through census, they will pay taxes. When Jesus was going to be born, that his father and his mother couldn't afford to rent a hotel or a hospital. They gave that to him in a manger. That already told you that in the time of Jesus, time was hard. God did not say, ha, they want to give back to me. Oh. They want to give back to me. I cannot. No, they should not give back to me in a manger. No. God wanted you to understand. He wanted to use this life to teach us that the reality we will walk in is our own creation. We will create the reality we live in. I create my world with my mouth because the Bible says in the book of Hebrews, it said God framed the world with the word of his power. Jesus framed the world. The reality of Jesus, by his own mouth, he was declaring it. By his own mouth, with his own mouth, he was declaring it. And what he was declaring, up until his death and resurrection, he declared everything. He didn't allow the noise of Peter or the protestation of anybody or the betrayal of Judas. He didn't allow all the vicissitudes and issues of life. He was focused on the reality he would live. And that was the reality he lived. I charge you today, brethren. I remind you of who you are. Times are not hard for you. Times are easy. This is your most prosperous season yet. The Lord told us ahead that this year we should declare a feast. Every month rejoicing, eating, dancing, doing marriages. Have you not seen it come to pass? Have you not seen new houses bought, everything, cars? Have you not seen prosperity like never before? Can you not measure that the declaration is a truth, is of a truth working? Can you not see that with our mouth we created the reality and we are working in it and we've never been as prosperous as this? And yet we live in the same country, in the same world as those that are lamenting. So don't just take my word for it. Take our reality for it. What you see every day, take it for it. I'm charging you. Do not allow your mouth to turn the way of mockers and those who do not know they are in Christ. No matter what they say, even Job was wise when he said, when they say there is a casting down, I will say there is a lifting up. It is not a new principle. It is by the word of your mouth that you will be justified. It is by the word of your mouth that you will be condemned. Times are easy for you. You are prosperous. Your business is booming. You have supernatural resources. The land is green for you. By the power of the Holy Spirit, every day as you step out, you step into favor. The best of every day, the best of every day, the best of God of every day comes to you. When you step out every day, you will not know how, but you will come back rejoicing. For greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. When you are lying down, you are blessed. When you are walking, you are blessed. In everything you do, you are blessed. You are not perplexed. You are not confused. You do not join the crowd to scream and shout and to declare things that are not. You declare the things of God. For the things that will come are yours. The things that are will go. But the words of your own declaration would take their place. There's a pulling down for many. But while God is pulling down, demolishing all those things that you know, with the word of your mouth, you are building the new so that you can get to the top. Do not forget this picture. I'll be at Supernatural Life Assembly this morning to minister as the Lord has led me to go there in Lagos. So for those of us who are coming there, I'll see you in a few hours. For those of us that are worshiping online, and those of us that are worshiping in other churches, I declare you blessed. I declare that the words that are spoken over you will manifest mightily in your life in church today. You will be a blessing. Many will see you and their countenance will be enlightened, and the power of God will overshadow them and their joy will be full. Depression will run at your sight. You are a carrier of divine verities. You will dispense these verities to the glory of God. Glory be to God for the wonders of his word and name. For in Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Let somebody shout, glory.
Glory to God. We trust you've been blessed by the Spirit-inspired words. Do come back for more episodes. You can also visit the ministry website at www.gswmi.com for more